What's going on, everybody? Good morning.
What's happening? What's going on? What's going on, everybody? Everybody have a good weekend. We saw two movies. I haven't seen movies in like 14 years, and I saw two movies this weekend. It was fantastic. I saw The Matrix with my husband, which was really
good.
Everyone hates it. Okay, I liked it because it was like two old people fighting everybody, and I could relate, okay? Like, it was like, my husband and I saw it. It was watching two old people. I was like, oh, my back hurts. We're going to fight the crap out of all these people. I mean, so my husband and I were like, yeah, old people fighting. And so we liked it, okay? We liked it.
Oh my God.
And then yesterday we saw Sing 2 with my daughter. It was so good because it was so colorful and great. And it's just, you know.
And she probably loved it.
Oh my God, because you know, she's basically like choir.
Right.
So it was good. I highly recommend that. And the music was great. Bono sings at the end. I know everybody's like, Bono is liberal, whatever. But if you can put all that aside and just listen to the music, it was really great. So,
okay. Yeah. Well,
so happy new year.
Before we get to anything else, I want to make sure, yes, I do. I have an email. This is from back in November from Susan Bernier. I'm probably saying it too French. It's probably Bernier. You know what I mean? It's B-E-R-N-I-E-R. And I'm just like Frenching it up for no reason.
We're basically making you a sauce is what we're doing. Right.
And she had just like the nicest things to say. So first of all, she said, I want to tell you both how much happiness you bring to my day. I save your morning video to watch during my lunch break while I'm working out on my elliptical. I laugh, smile, giggle, nod along in agreement, and you make my 30-minute workout fun. Thank you for that. I also wanted to thank you for saving me so much money on all the things with your discount code CHICKS. I bought two My Pillows quite some time ago, and the hubby and I love them. Follow that purchase with a 3-inch mattress topper and two sets of the Giza Dream Sheets. Needless to say, falling asleep has never been easier or more comfortable. Then, of course, I had to try the towels, and OMG, you are so right when you say those towels are thirsty. One set wasn't enough, so I had to buy another. And guess what the adult kids are getting for Christmas this year?
Oh,
yep,
yes.
My Pillow towels.
Fantastic.
And then, if that weren't enough, I had to try the Squeezy Kitten Fur Technology moccasins. And holy cow, my feet have never been happier. I work from home. My office attire is leggings, a t-shirt, and my mocs. I love them so much.
So great. That is so awesome. Yeah, they're the best. So you guys got to go to mypillow.com/chicks for 40% off those Squeezy Kitten Fur Technology slippers and moccasins. They are the best. And also get a
mattress topper. 50%. Right. She's gotten all of that stuff. That's amazing. So by the way, She is from South Berwick, Maine. And she's also gotten herself some Genucel. She also is a huge fan of Governor Ron DeSantis. And she signed off her letter by saying balls.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's get to, we got to backtrack a little bit because, as you know, those of you who were paying attention late last week and then who read our site know that I was a little bit stressed out about having
Betty
to.
Apparently
I murdered Betty White. So that really made me feel terrible. But then I felt less terrible because People Magazine put her on their cover and said like, happy 100th Betty White. And it's already out there and it's already done. And so I feel like I have been absolved of some of the guilt.
Right. Yikes. God, that is so yikes. Okay. So they're also still doing that documentary on her because they have a documentary coming out about it, which I will watch. It's a whole documentary about her turning 100 and all that kind of stuff. And it has yikes. Yeah, I know.
Okay. Well, then it's not my fault, you guys.
It's not your fault. No.
That's what it's my story and I'm sticking to it.
I kept telling you last week, you're not the only one. It's like a jinx thing. You're not the only one. So, yeah. And she probably would think it's hilarious.
She probably would think it's hilarious.
Right. She has an incredible sense of humor. She had like the best sense of humor. She probably is like up there laughing her butt off. So it's fine.
What a just kick in the crotch from 2021, right? I mean, like, they can't even wait until 2022.
New Year's Day. Can you even?
I cannot. No, it was New Year's Eve. It was the last day of 2021.
I'm sorry. I meant New Year's Eve. That's what I meant. I'm sorry.
All right. Okay. Well, speaking of New Year's, we were watching football, so we did not pay attention to any of the shows that they have and all the liberal celebrities singing and doing all
that. I just saw the one thing where Miley lost her top.
I did see that after the fact. I didn't watch it in real time. Did you watch it in real time?
I didn't watch it in real time. I saw it after the fact. No. I stayed up till 11 and my kid and my daughter and my husband stayed up till midnight to register her for swim camp. Yeah. Right. Because you can start registering for swim camp on New Year's Day. And so they stayed up and that's what they did. Yeah. So they stayed up until midnight to do that because we're party animals in this house. But I was in bed by 11 p.m. But I saw that she lost her top and then she put on like a blazer and that she saved herself, you know. But I thought to myself, was that planned or was that?
I feel like we've already all seen plenty of Miley's
everything. Life. Right. It's so your tatas are showing. Oh, like everybody in the world hasn't seen your boobs. Okay. All right. Whatever.
Well, there were two incidents that took place on CNN, both of which I have clips of. The first is Don Lemon. First of all, he is aging backwards. Like he is Benjamin Button right now. I don't know what's happening, but he is literally becoming younger before our eyes.
Really?
Huh. Oh my God. Okay. Now he's wearing like a festive blue sparkly sequin blazer, but he's clearly drunk as he always is on New Year's Eve. And so he wants you guys to know that he is a grown ass man and he is successful whether you like it or not. Okay. Here we go.
I gotta see him in action.
I share everything. I don't give a what do you think about that? What do you think about? I don't care. I'm a grown ass man. Yeah. I don't care what you think about me. Yeah. I don't lie. I am who I am. I'm a grown, successful black man who a lot of people hate because then I used to people seeing me and people like me in a position that I am. To be able to share my point of view on television, it freaks people out. And you know what? You can kiss my behind. I do not care. I don't care. I really don't care. I have one.
I feel very.
Anyway, that was that.
Who's the chick next to him? Who's Dolce Sloan? Who's that?
I don't know. But she also said on live television on CNN that for 2022, there should be no more broke dick. She said that. And she repeated it several times because Don Lemon was like, what did you say?
She was like,
no more broke. It means that like she doesn't think anybody should date a man that has a penis who doesn't also have money.
Oh, I thought it was like one of those guys who has Peyronie's disease, you know, like that broken carrot commercial. you know what I'm talking about? Because I always get very uncomfortable when that comes on TV and they talk about the broken, you know what I mean? Like the guys who have like the bent penises, you know, and I'm like, is that like a common thing? Like, is that commercial on all the time? I feel like
it doesn't seem like that would be a good time.
Right. You may want to see a doctor for that. But for her,
but that's not
what
she meant. She just meant dudes don't date dudes that don't have money because she's a class act, that one.
because she's really full of integrity and she's not shallow. She's not shallow at all. Okay. All right.
Not at all.
Cheers to her.
Okay. Before we get to Andy Cohen, because his rant was my favorite thing ever, I wanted to tell you a quick story about Eden Pure. I know we've talked about these before, but you guys, this is what they call the Eden Pure OxyLeaf 2 Thunderstorm.
It's a thunderstorm. You're supposed to talk about bacon. I'm supposed to remind you to talk about bacon.
Yes. So here's what happened. So I have this really good recipe for bacon that I found on TikTok.
Really?
So good. And so I make it.
Oh my God.
Well, I mean, I'm making bacon. And so I make it. And then, but I think my husband bought like the wrong kind of bacon. It just wasn't working as well. Cause I do this twisting thing and then I season it. Anyway, the whole kitchen was smoking like while it was baking in the oven and it was disgusting and it reeked and it was awful. this thing, you plug this in. This is an air purifier. You plug it in. It's got this little dial. You can turn it all the way up or turn it like however much air freshening you need. I blasted it all the way up. And within 90 seconds, the smell of smoke was gone. It is freaking amazing what these things do. They're amazing.
Yeah. One, I love how she blamed that entire debacle on her husband.
He bought the wrong bacon, you guys.
He bought the wrong bacon, you guys. It was totally Ron's fault. Two, I haven't eaten pure one here in this room because if I didn't have one in this room, it would smell like Clifford the Giant Red Dog took a giant crap in here, okay? Because I have two Great Danes in this tiny cabin, and it would smell like, I mean, it just would smell like dog all the time. Like, you guys know that smell, you know, when you walk into your room and you're like, oh my God, dogs live here. Like, it would smell like that all the time. And so it doesn't, because we have those in here, and we have the, obviously we have them plugged in. We have one here and then one in the loft plugged in all the time. So it's just like one is up and then one is down. And
yeah.
They work. I mean,
they're work. And what's also amazing too, is that when you get them, they come with a USB port. So like, if you have that functionality in your car, you can also freshen up your car. Like if you're carrying home, like I do, like stinky lacrosse boys or sports boys, you know, that smell. Oh my God. So they're amazing. And you can get a 3-pack, you guys, if you just go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code CHICKS3 for the 3-pack, CHICKS3. You will save $200 on a 3-pack. It's amazing. I'm telling you, they're worth it. You'll want them in every room of your house. Yeah. They're phenomenal.
Also, one last thing, they don't make any noise, which is great.
Oh, yeah. They're totally quiet. Yeah. Very, very good point.
Yeah.
All right. Back to Andy Cohen. You guys, so another person who is always drunk on New Year's Eve, Andy Cohen, he looks deranged in this video, but everything that he says, because he's going on a tear about Mayor de Blasio, is 100% right. And you can tell how uncomfortable Anderson Cooper is.
He totally is. Yeah.
It's the greatest rant ever. Watch this.
Who those guys are.
Happy New Year.
Cheers.
We want to wish you all
happy
at home
New Year,
a happy
everybody.
New Year,
everybody. 2022. Don't you feel cleansed? Cheers. Let's
I hope
do this.
This is a great
little mini shot.
Advance.
Anderson,
let me tell you something.
Don't want to be
please. Tell us something, Andy.
Oh, watching Mayor de Blasio
don't go on a rant.
Do his
don't go on a rant.
Victory lap dance don't. After 4 years of the crappiest term as the mayor of New York. The
that's
only thing
the
that Democrats and Republicans can
that's
agree
how,
on
I mean,
is what
how,
a horrible mayor he has been.
Wow.
So sayonara, sucka.
Wow.
2022.
I mean,
it's a new year. Because guess what?
Cooper.
I have a feeling
of which,
I'm going to be standing right here next year. And you know
what
I'm not going to be looking at? Dancing as the city comes aboard you.
He's trying so hard. He's trying so hard to change the subject. He keeps like, speaking of which. Oh my God. Yeah, he's trying.
Isn't it great? Oh my God.
That was awesome.
Now, he is saying after the fact, he's not apologizing or anything, but he is saying that he was overserved.
Oh, okay. So again, it was somebody else's fault. Just like the bacon, it was Ron's fault. Right.
Right. Exactly.
Right. It's somebody else's fault.
Anyway,
okay.
He wasn't wrong is the thing. So
No.
I love that.
He wasn't. Yeah. Some clarity from Andy Cohen. And by the way, that guy, he's all of it. Who is that guy, by the way? He's like the Bravo guy, right? That's like his claim.
Yeah, he's got a show.
He's like, he's like the Real Housewives guy, though. That's basically what
he
does.
Maybe is that what his show is about, like reality people?
Yeah, that's his claim to fame. That's where he comes from. Okay.
Yeah. I've never seen an episode of a show. I've seen clips when he has like Meghan McCain on or whatever.
Right. That's exactly what I was thinking too. Meghan McCain. Right.
All right. Let's talk about the fact that we all secretly want to date AOC.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. If you've not, now I saw this morning that there's video of her like living it up in Florida, which of course makes her a huge, huge hypocrite because she's constantly talking about how Florida is the worst place ever, but that's where she chose to vacation with her boyfriend. And so there were photos that were going around on Friday of her and her boyfriend eating outside at a restaurant. And, you know, she has her little cocktail and she looks very, very happy there in Florida.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She loves it. She loves it. But then demonizes everybody in Florida. Isn't it interesting how she vacations there? What a hag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's very interesting, especially because there's also a copy of her letter that she sent a couple weeks ago now to her colleague saying, hey, you guys, I can't come in to vote because of COVID. So I'm going to have to just do this by proxy and remotely because I can't be around people with all of this COVID stuff. Meanwhile, there's pictures of her video now of her like hugging people in Florida, just out without a mask everywhere, which is fine. She shouldn't wear a mask because that's not normal.
Yeah. But see, the science, as we know now from a science perspective, right? When you're in Florida, there's no, like when you're drinking, I don't know, what was it that she was drinking? It looked like a Cosmo. Had like a Cosmo look. Yeah, when you're drinking Cosmos in Florida, the COVID can't get you, right? It can't get you there. It can't. When you're with your ginger boyfriend, it can't get you.
Well, DeSantis's campaign Twitter account, it's called Team DeSantis. So they tweeted out the photo. Tweeted out the photo and they said, welcome to Florida, AOC. We hope you're enjoying a taste of freedom here in the Sunshine State, thanks to Ron DeSantis's leadership.
Exactly.
And so she did not like that.
She didn't like it. Did she say you want to date me?
Not yet. That comes later. She retweeted Team DeSantis and she said, hasn't Governor DeSantis been inexplicably missing for like 2 weeks? I would be happy to say hello. His social media team seems to have been posting old photos for weeks. In the meantime, perhaps I could help with local organizing. Folks are quite receptive here. I would also be happy to share some notes from Governor Kathy Hochul's work, since he seems to be in need of tips.
Yeah, okay. His wife has cancer.
Shh.
Okay, yeah, all right. God, these people. He's just with his wife. Yeah, he's just with his wife. You think that these people would maybe do a little bit of research before they ran their mouths?
Pointed that out to her, of course, and she's not going to apologize because she's a complete biatch. And people are freaking out because everyone's like, oh my God, the photo that they just posted for Christmas and then the photo that they posted for New Year's and the photo that they posted for Thanksgiving, they're all wearing the same thing. As if families don't take multiple photos during photo shoots and want to share them at different times. Like that happens all the time.
Or that people don't wear the same thing ever. Like, is that okay? Are we allowed to do that anymore?
It's so dumb. Oh my God. Right. So then that's when it got even crazier because then it was Steve Cortez who made fun of her boyfriend's feet. And of course that did not go over well either. So he tweeted.
Wait, what's wrong with her boyfriend's feet?
Well, he's wearing those like just big ass dumb sandals, like those man sandals, mandals.
He's wearing mandals? Really? He's wearing mandals?
So Steve Cortez said.
It's not funny, you guys. It's not funny.
So Steve Cortez posted the photo and she's like raising her little martini glass and he's there with his mandals. And he says, if leftists like AOC actually thought mandates and masking worked, they wouldn't be frolicking here in Florida.
Right.
Her guy is showing his gross pale male feet in public, not at a pool or beach with hideous sandals. 0 for 2. And so she retweeted that. And this is where she was like, everybody wants to date me. So she goes, if Republicans are mad they can't date me, they can just say that instead of projecting their sexual frustrations onto my boyfriend's feet, you creepy weirdos.
What? Wow. She's that girl from high school that's like, everybody wants to date me. Everybody wants to date me. I'm so hot, you guys. I'm so, and then everybody's like, no, we really don't. We don't want to date you. Because let's all take a moment, like especially the men out there, for a moment. Just take a moment. I know you have your coffee. You've had a little bit of time to sort of like wake up. Okay, we've had like 20 minutes here. Could you imagine dating her? Like, seriously. Like, just take a moment to think of, like, the baggage and the utter hell it would be to actually date her.
You would spend your entire life explaining to her how dishwashers work and how food grows.
Right. She'd be like, what's that garbage? Just and you'd be like, oh, my God, I'm out. Like, I
can't.
Listen, because if she's fine looking, I mean, I get it. She's fine looking.
Yeah, she's attractive.
But then you'd actually have to date it, you know?
Yeah. You have to like put up with her as a human.
You'd have to get past that and then be with it.
Right. And it didn't stop there. Okay, so she said that and then she went on because she can't help herself. She said, quote, it's starting to get old ignoring the very obvious, strange, and deranged sexual frustrations that underpin the Republican fixation on me, women, and LGBT plus people in general. Okay. These people clearly need therapy, won't do it, and use politics as their outlet instead. It's really weird. Yeah. This other guy responds and says, I definitely do not want to date you. And She retweeted that and said, I'm glad you felt the need to share that with the world. Don't worry. That's a totally normal thought to have and share as an editor of a right-wing website and totally doesn't prove my point at all.
Totally.
I hear if you say it enough times, you'll actually start to believe it. My God, I hate her.
Oh, my God. She is a lunatic.
I hate her. I hate her.
She is a loon. God. Oh, my God. She is that chick from high school, you know?
I mean, she cannot fathom that people just find her to be a hypocritical hose beast.
Right.
It has to do, she's like, it has to be because they want to date me.
Oh my God.
What the hell?
She is Regina George. I swear.
She is. Oh my God.
She is Regina George. It's insane. She is Regina George, goes to Congress. I cannot with her. Good Lord.
Amazing.
The worst.
We should also mention that Marjorie Taylor Greene has been axed from Twitter. So permanently suspended. She is no longer allowed to be there because she was quoting, I think, some CDC information. And you can't do that because sometimes the CDC gives misinformation accidentally.
Can't talk about that.
And if you retweet it, then you're the one that gets shut down.
You probably shouldn't even say CDC in this video because we're probably going to get shut down. We're never going to see it again. Yeah.
It's
the FBI is probably, they're coming to my cabin right now. If they can find me.
Do you hear any helicopters hovering?
I'm waiting for the Blackhawks. I'm waiting. I'm looking.
It's just ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Joe Rogan had a fantastic podcast with Dr. Robert Malone. If you haven't listened to it or seen it, try to do that because damn, it's already been blocked on YouTube.
Again, that's the thing. You got to find it, you guys. You got to find the podcast because again, we live in communist China now. This is the thing. You can't find the information that you want to find because they don't want you to see it because again, the helicopters come for the information because they don't want you to see that information. I was dying to watch that. You said it was what, 3 hours?
All of his podcasts were 3 hours. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're all that length. Yep. And so then he gets into like really in-depth conversations with everybody. But this one is of particular interest because of course, Dr. Malone is the mRNA inventor and he has a lot of concerns about these mandates and all of that stuff. So it's definitely, if it's on Spotify, like if you're a Spotify user, he's always there. He has an exclusive contract there. But you can also see a lot of the clips on various right-wing websites. You can see, I'm sure there's a bunch of them on Rumble at this point. If you go there, you can probably see it there,
but
too.
But the fact that it was shut down on YouTube should concern everybody. From a First Amendment standpoint, from an America standpoint, that should concern everybody that they shut it down. Why would they shut that down? Why would they do that?
It's so incredible that they don't even understand their role in being China. You know what I mean? Like that they don't, they think what they're doing is somehow helpful to America. It's insane. Yeah.
If you're a liberal, if you're a liberal, or if you're a person who just thinks that you're not a liberal or whatever, if you think, oh, well, they're just shutting down misinformation. If you think that's okay, why do you think that's okay? Like, I would love to know why you think that's okay.
Yeah.
Because you know, it's simply not. It's just not, it's not in a free America. You don't understand what America was founded on. You don't understand America if you think that's okay. Period. You're on the wrong side of history. Stop it.
I do suspect, though, that because of all the hullabaloo, this will be one of the more watched and listened to podcasts. And of course, everybody listens to him anyway. But like this one is probably going to get more downloads than ever before, because that's what happens. Way to go, YouTube. Good job. Right.
Exactly.
All right. Okay. So we're back to normal, as you can see. So normal times.
Is this normal? This is normal. Okay. So we're back to normal time. You guys, it's 2022. I am so excited about this year.
It's going to be a good
one. Our year, you guys. It's our year, everybody. Bring it in. Everybody, bring it in. It's going to be a great year. It's going to be great. I'm stretching. It's going to be great. You guys have the best Monday ever. The best Monday of 2022 so far.
And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Have a great day.